story of being charged with driving under the influence of alcohol several months ago. I've had more than a few rocks thrown my way. And over the next several weeks, I expect my opponents and their supporters to hurl even more stones. And to be honest, I've probably thrown some of the biggest rocks at myself for even being in this situation. So why would I put myself out here like this? The answer is that I love Jackson, Mississippi. I've dedicated my life to Jackson. In some ways, I think I'm a living example of the way Jackson is. Yes, sometimes I've stumbled along the way. But I've always been able to get back up, dust myself off, and find my way forward. And my successes far outweigh the rocks and bumps I've encountered along the way. I know that this experience has made me a much better person. I've been humbled by it, and I've been blessed by it. Most of all, I'm thankful for my wife and my family's support, the support of my church, and the support of my community. A lot of you have been praying for me. And believe me, those prayers are much appreciated. And I hope you will continue to pray for me and hold my hand while I run this race. This race is about deliverance. Who has delivered for the city of Jackson?
That's right.
Who can and will deliver for Jackson as we push our way forward? When you think about who the next mayor of Jackson should be, I hope that you will remember John Horn. Because no one else in this race can match my experience or my accomplishments.
That's right.
For over 20 years as a state senator, I have delivered for the people of Jackson. I hope you'll think about me the next time you're in McDade's at Westland Plaza or Food Depot on Northside Drive. I recruited those grocery stores back into our community to give folks a decent place to shop. I hope you'll think about John Horn next time you drive the JSU Metro Parkway. That was my first major piece of legislation. I hope you'll remember the next time you're in the telecom center at the Jackson Convention Center. I was the author of that legislation. Next time you're near the Coliseum, I hope you'll look on top of the hill and think of John Horn as you see the civil rights and history museums going up. I played a key role in getting those projects funded. And in a few weeks, I hope you'll think of me when we break ground on a $50 million four-star hotel by Western, because I helped the county of Hines get $20 million from the state for that effort. I know what it means to find a job for somebody who has limited skills and training, and who may find their meals at the nearest soup kitchen. I understand the value of culture and the arts and how they round out the whole community, and the importance of the creative economy to making Jackson a great place to live, to work, and to play. I know my way around corporate boardrooms to put deals together, whether it's negotiating with Nissan to put more black suppliers on their team, or convincing one of the most successful brands of hotels that they need to build one of their four-star hotels in Jackson, Mississippi. I recognize the importance of incentives in creating high-quality yet affordable housing in struggling neighborhoods. In fact, we are standing on the site here at Cade Courtyard of such a project, which I helped to develop. A $14 million, three-story, 81-unit housing development that is fully occupied with a waiting list of over 60 people. Yeah. I'm a student of history, and I know its importance in teaching our young people the value of their heritage. Whether it's by building the only state-sponsored civil rights museum in the United States, or putting a curriculum in place to make sure our children are exposed to and learn the value of their place in the world. I have worked in the federal arena, and I'm familiar with how to access grants and loans for federal agencies that deal with health and human services, roads, senior services, job training, and public safety. This may sound as if I'm bragging, and I don't like to brag. I'd much rather just get the job done.
Right.
But I'm simply trying to tell my story and why good leadership is key. Jackson is finding its way again. There's a new vitality in our city. The economy is looking up. Investors are coming back. People are energized. They're getting excited about Jackson again. New housing is being built. Hotels being planned. Commercial enterprises are exploring how they can grow and expand. We are developing, very near here, a healthcare corridor and healthcare zones to turn solutions for our ailments into better outcomes for our citizens, as well as economic opportunities for our institutions and our entrepreneurs. But to continue our way forward will require effective, experienced, seasoned leadership. None of this will be possible without a serious and effective effort on crime prevention. No visitor, and certainly no resident of the city of Jackson, should feel that they are not safe within our city limits. We must equip our law enforcement agencies with the tools and incentives they need to do their job. And that includes better pay, better training and equipment, and a new attitude about our approach to crime fighting. Crime prevention is not just a policeman's job, it's everybody's job. And we will exhaust every avenue